الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقال تعالى: لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال تعالى: وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم، وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. وقد ورد في الحديث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے ہٹ جائے دل، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھوں جدر. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers, alhamdulillah, Allah تبارك وتعالى has given us the Quran Kareem. The Quran Kareem is a guidance for mankind. Alif Lam Mim ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Hidayat means of Hidayat for the Muttaqeen. And all the problems that people have, the solution to those problems are to be found where? In the Qur'an Kareem. And everything that a person needs, the Qur'an Kareem give him the means whereby he can acquire and attain those means. The Qur'an is filled with promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promises certain things, and we fulfill those conditions that are laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards us by giving us what we ask Him for. Many promises. We can't go through all the promises, not even maybe 5 or 6. Time doesn't permit us to do that. So I'll be making mention of certain promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on those hidayat and those guidances that are in the Quran Kareem. One amongst them is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَذُكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, remember me and I will remember you. It's a promise from Allah ta'ala that if you fulfill this condition of remembering Allah ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also fulfill his promise of remembering us. Allah Ta'ala says, if you remember me, then I will remember you. One meaning, everybody knows the meaning, that if we remember Allah Ta'ala remembers us. If I remember Allah Ta'ala by myself, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remembers me by himself. If we remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a gathering like how we are remembering Allah Ta'ala now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remembers us in a gathering better than our gathering, and that is a gathering of the Malaika, we know that. But there are other meanings to it also. What is that? That in good times, if we remember Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will remember us in our difficult times. It also means that. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu makes mention that once I was seated behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntu khalfan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ya ghulam, O youngster, O lad, inni u'allimuka kalimat, I want to teach you some facts about deen. And what is that? Ihfazillah yahfazka. Guard Allah, look after Allah. In other words, fulfill the rights of Allah. Respect Allah, honor Allah, and be considerate towards the commands of Allah Ta'ala. What will happen? Ihfazillah, Allah will look after you. And ihfazillah tajidhu tujahaka. And again, if you look after Allah, and then what will happen? You will find Allah right in front of you when you need him. The hadith is very, very long. It's not very long, but time doesn't permit us to go through, right through the hadith. But in the same hadith, another riwayat of the same hadith says, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Remember Allah Ta'ala in your good times. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will remember you in your bad times, in your difficult times. This is the meaning of فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. So my brothers, the highest form of dhikr is salat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ and establish salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Salah is the highest form of dhikr. So when we remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by performing our salah, we are remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we are actually remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also remember us. One example of this is that when we perform our Fajr Salah, comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man salla salat as-subhi fa huwa fi dhimmatillah. Whoever performs the Salah of Fajr, he will be in the insurance and assurance and in the protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nobody can give us that protection. No insurance company, no outsurance company can give us those protection that Allah gives you. That protection is against everything, against difficulties, hardships, accidents, criminals, and so on. So, this is the meaning of it, that whoever remembers Allah, Allah will remember him. Whoever remembers Allah in his good times, happy times, in his difficult times, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will remember him. So this is one of the conditions of Allah that has been mentioned. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on it. Second, the other one is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention, in shakartum la azidannakum. Everybody's got, mashallah, some assets or something or the other. He's got his honor to look after, his body to look after, he's got. So whatever ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given him, if he wants those ni'mats to remain and to remain intact or not to be taken away, we can't even imagine how many ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given us. Wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you count and enumerate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, you will not be able to count it. So all the ni'mat that Allah has given us in the form of our life, health that Allah has given us, freedom Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala has given us so many things. Allah has given us homes, Allah has given us food, Allah has given us. We can't even count the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. He's given us assets, he's given us properties perhaps. Many people have got properties, many people have got more than one car. For whatever ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given him, and if he wants those ni'mats to remain with him intact, then what must he do? La in shakartum la azidannakum. The best way of chaining it up, of locking those ni'mats up with you, and keeping it with you, is what? To make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for every ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. Shukr, one is with our tongue also, we must say Alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that when we witness any ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala by saying Alhamdulillah. But that's not enough, my brothers. Real shukr is thus that we stay away from haram, from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and fulfill the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and do good deeds. That is real shukr, and that is real expression of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. He's going away. He's going with his contingent, with his army, and he sees this the queen ant warning the other ants that look, Sulaiman is coming here with his army. It mustn't happen that they are unaware of the fact that they will trample you. They will trample you and they won't even know about it. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam Allah gave him this gift that he understood the languages of the animals, the birds, the language of the ants also. So when he witnessed this, how did he make? He made shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tarudahu. This is the portion that I want to come to. He makes shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in that shukr he says, oh Allah, inspire me to do this, and also a'mala salihan, that I do good deeds. That is real shukr, my brothers. Yes, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So an a'mala salihan tarudahu, inspire me to do good deeds, good deeds that are beloved to you, that are agreeable to you, that are loved by you, and صالحًا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين, and also enter me in amongst your pious servants. So this is real shukr, my brothers. So whatever ni'mat we got, every day we must make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is why our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that morning time, preferably after Fajr Salah, we say, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika fa minka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. We are making shukr to Allah ta'ala. So if we make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep the ni'mas that Allah has given us, the bounties Allah has given us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep it intact with us. Then there is another one, Allah ta'ala says that for as long as Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst the ummah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, Allah ta'ala says, for as long as Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is personally among in the ummah, Allah ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala will not punish the ummah. And if Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more with us, and Allah ta'ala has taken him away, then وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. For as long as people carry on making istighfar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not send down azab to those people. So istighfar is a very, very great thing, my brothers. Istighfar, many of our problems, the solution of those problems lies in istighfar. That istighfar is such a ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that when a person makes istighfar, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala take him out of his difficulties. We take Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He was lamenting to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he said to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, I've been telling my people that they must bring iman, they must make istighfar. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, I told them, make istighfar to your Rabb. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, he is very, very forgiving, he's oft forgiving. What will he do? The result of the istighfar will be, what is, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, Allah Ta'ala will send down plentiful rain on you. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, without rain, without water, what can a person do? وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, right? Everything that is living, it is living because of water. So if there is no water, there is no life. So if a person make istighfar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down rain. When there will be rain, there will be crops also, there will be food also. Your animals also will also get food. They will eat grass. You will get milk also. You will get whatever you want, whatever is made from milk. You will get meat also. So yursili sama'a alaykum midrara. Wa yumdidukum bi amwalin wa banina. Allah ta'ala says that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to Allah ta'ala, that this is what I told my people, that they must make istighfar, Allah ta'ala will send down rain, Allah ta'ala will also give you maal, he'll give you wealth, he'll give you sons. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ, and Allah ta'ala will give you orchards, Allah will give you farms, Allah will give you crops. And Allah Ta'ala will also will give you water, water in a form of rivers and lakes. So, through istighfar, this is what Allah Ta'ala will give. Not, it was not only specific to the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that's for us as well. Comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Man lazim al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhrajan, wa min kulli hammin farajan, wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib." Then whoever holds fast onto istighfar, who does istighfar regularly, every day, we're supposed to be doing it every day, then Allah Ta'ala will make for him an escape from his problems, from his difficulties, from his hardships, from his problems. Allah Ta'ala will remove all his worries, and Allah Ta'ala will grant him risk from unknown sources. Look at Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he finds himself in the belly of the fish. And somebody who's gone into the belly of fish, is unimaginable that he will come out alive from there. And Allah Ta'ala inspires him to say also istighfar but in different words. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. It is mentioned for 40 days he carried on saying La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin, which means that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. Subhanaka wallah, you are pure. Inni kuntu minaz zalimin, I am the one who did wrong. He said this, and after 40 days Allah Ta'ala commanded or instructed the fish to throw him out. Then Allah Ta'ala says, fastajabna lahu, we accepted his istighfar or his la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Wanajjaynahu minal gham, we gave him relief from his worries, from his grief, from his sorrow. Wakadhalika nunjil mu'minin, in this way we give relief and we give escape to a person from his problems. We give escape to who? To the mu'minin. Till when? Till the day of Qiyamah. So we are those people till the day of Qiyamah. If we find ourselves in any problem, and we read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin, then this applies to us also. Allah will take us out of our difficulties. So these are the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then another promise of Allah Ta'ala is this, that وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, call unto me, make dua to me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will accept your dua. Clear words, my brothers. No ambiguity in this, that you must do this and you must do that and you must read this so many times and you must do it. Call unto me, make dua to me, I will accept your dua, astajib lakum. Innal ladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannam dakhirin. Surely those who are too proud to make my ibadat, ad-du'a, the mukhul ibadat. Remember one thing, we can make all the ibadat, but if we don't make dua, then we are losing out. Dua is the root, and it is the essence of all forms of ibadat. It's the highest form of ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ud'uni astajib lakum, make dua to me, I will accept your dua. Innal ladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama daqirin. Na'udhu billah. Those who are too proud to make my ibadat, they will enter jahannam in humiliation. So my brothers, this is also one of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, when we make dua, we must make dua in such a way that we have yaqeen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept our dua. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you make dua, ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Make dua while you have this yaqeen and you have this conviction that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept your dua. Allah Ta'ala does not accept the dua of a person who makes dua while he's making dua, but his mind is somewhere else, his heart is somewhere else. A person is negligent while he's making dua. He's making dua to Allah, but his mind is somewhere else. That dua is not accepted by Allah. Also, to show us how our duas get accepted, and there is no doubt in Allah Ta'ala accepting our duas, also mentioned that Allah, inna rabbaka hayyun kareemun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is hayy. Hayy means Allah feels shy. Allah ta'ala feels shy. And kareemun, he is kareem. Who is kareem? Kareem is the one who gives to those who do not deserve. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very kind and compassionate. Kareem. Give the Kareem is who? The one who gives to those who do not deserve. So inna rabbaka hayyun kareem. Your Rabb is hayy. He is shy and he is kareem, benevolent. He feels shy that when a person lifts his hands in front of him and he sends him empty-handed, he sends him away. He turns him around, he sends him away without giving him anything. So we must make dua while we have this yaqeen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept our duas. Also, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ another promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that that help the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who help Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala helps them as well. So what is better than doing the work of da'wat and tabliq? It is there already. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's so as simple as this, that alhamdulillah this work of da'wat and tabliq is taking place, mashallah, you know, in every masjid, and we just join them and help the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we help the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's promise is this, that Allah ta'ala will help us. So my brothers, we know for the fact that there is a ijtima that is taking place also here in Durban, inshallah al-aziz, 8th, 9th and 10th of August, and it's going to be taking place here. It's a KwaZulu Natal ijtima, and it's going to be taking place here in Overport, and the venue is Tilts Crescent. My brothers, this work of da'wat and tabligh is a very, very great work. It is a responsibility of this ummah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has especially chosen this ummah to do the work of da'wat and tabligh, because after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no Nabi to come, and Allah ta'ala has declared this ummah as the best of ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that you are the best of ummah. Past tense is mentioned here, that prior to Adam alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had already chosen this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best ummah. Why is it the best ummah? Because ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, you command people, you encourage people, you motivate people to do good. Wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, and you stop them and prevent them and dissuade them and discourage them from doing wrong. Wa tu'minuna billah, and you believe in Allah. So my brothers, it's so easy. Every ummati is responsible. This is the duty of every ummati. An alim's responsibility is according to his status. And a person who is less educated, according to his status. An ordinary person also. You don't need a lot of ilm to do ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. Alhamdulillah, if there is ilm also, alhamdulillah. But simple things. If a person, for example, is doing something wrong, you don't need ilm. You don't have to be an alim to tell him, don't do wrong. If a person is neglecting his namaz, you don't have to be an alim to tell him, go for namaz. So it is the work of every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do this work of da'wat and tabligh. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal. So as we mentioned, that the Natal Ijtima will be taking place here in Overport at Tilts Crescent. That is the venue. When is it? 8th, 9th, 10th. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.